This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. The aftershocks from the seismic shift in New England sports continue to reverberate. After 24 years as head coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick and the team parted ways, bringing the Belichick era to an official end. Mark Feigenbaum is a Patriots super fan. Mark, good morning and welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
So give us your credentials as a super fan.
I bought season tickets my first when I was a freshman at Tufts University. That was actually 1976, and still have them. I have been to all 11 Patriots Super Bowls. I was the 1996 Patriots Fan of the Year. And on Sundays in Foxborough, people go to church. That's my temple. When I go to games, I feel like I'm still that, you know, 25-year-old kid who was at the core, you know, lived and died Patriots.
What does being a Patriot fan mean to you?
I love the Patriots. It was, you know, very interesting when the Buffalo Bills were having their run and they, you know, went to four Super Bowls in a row. And we were like saying, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just get, you know, 1 year like this? And we got 20.
Of course, they lost all four of those Super Bowls.
The Buffalo did lose all four of them, right? We lost our first two as well.
I think a lot of times people have given Bill Belichick something of a pass in terms of what might be perceived as missteps, because I think a lot of people kind of think, you know, he had his reasons that perhaps mere mortals could not understand.
Yes, and it was in Bill we trust, so whatever he did, it was fine. I mean, look at the things that he did. He was the coach that started the whole trend where if you won the coin toss, you defer the kick. Take away what they do best. You know, that was him. He cannot take anything away. It's at the end of an era. He's a legend. He's the greatest coach ever. But all good things come to an end. It was time.
What did you think about Bill Belichick's style? I mean, NFL coaches are generally not known for a warm and fuzzy demeanor, but yeah. Bill Belichick kind of took that image to the next level.
I mean, it was hilarious, right? You know his press conferences. You know he doesn't answer any questions. He only did it because it was an obligation. I got a kick out of it.
Over the years, did the controversies, you know, Spygate, Deflategate, did they ever change your impressions of Bill Belichick
team? I think everybody was doing the same thing.
What will you miss the most of the Bill Belichick era?
I mean, to be that good for that long, to have my sons not even know for their first 20 years of life, not even know what it's like to lose, it was amazing. And because we were there when we started when nobody went to games, and then to see the stadium now, to see how popular they are, it was fantastic. Like every other year, they were in the AFC Championship game. I mean, all you really, besides the Super Bowl, to be able to sit in your stadium in your seat and watch an AFC Championship game is incredible. And we did it, you know, seven times, maybe six times. It was great. I hope they can, you know, do it one more time.
New England Patriots superfan Mark Feigenbaum from Salisbury Beach. This week, the Patriots plan to officially introduce their new head coach, former Patriots player and current linebackers coach, Gerard Mayo.
Bye-bye, Billy, goodbye. When it comes to